I don't think this will make any sense, but I need to tell someone. And who better than the faceless people of the internet? Right now I'm living with my parents, in my old room, working a dead-end job with no prospects for the future, a bank account that's usually empty, and I'm divorced. They say I've been like this for 4 years, traveling around every few months for a new job, only to screw up and come back home. Your typical no-good millennial shit. But this isn't right. This isn't my life. A month ago, I don't know what happened, but a month ago something happened. Reality broke, or a wormhole opened up, or I took a wrong turn and ended up in hell. A month ago, I was living in Toronto. I was an ESL teacher there. I had a good job teaching students and immigrants English. I tutored on the side for extra cash. It was interesting. I liked meeting all new people and I didn't have to do much work. Just listen and correct them when they made a mistake. I was with my wife. We were happy. We had arguments, sure. And 4 years ago, we were thinking about divorce. I'd even talked to a lawyer about it, but we talked it out. Then she got pregnant, so we stayed together and things got better. We loved each other. A month ago, I went to bed beside her on our large bed in a small but comfortable apartment. I gave her a kiss and went to sleep. I woke up in the morning and fell out of a tiny single bed in a cramped and dirty room, hearing my mom yelling at me to wake up. I didn't know where I was, why I was there, or what had happened to my family. I freaked out, demanded to know what was going on. My mom was terrified as I tried to phone my wife, and when some guy answered, I screamed at him to put her on. She told me I divorced my wife 4 years ago. I didn't take it well. She called 911 and I was put in the hospital for a week. They said I had a mental breakdown and walked me through the last 4 years of my life. To get out, I nodded and acted like it was all real. But I know this isn't my life. This is the life of some fucked up who I could have been, but I'm not this guy. I know I'm not, because I can remember my daughter, my beautiful little girl. I remember washing her as a baby, changing her diapers so many times, feeding her late at night so my wife could get some sleep, and waking her up for breakfast when I went off to work. Her first word was dad. At 2 and a half, I taught her how to make pan-fried bread. She helped me mix the dough. We were getting it ready to go to kindergarten. We did a family shopping trip and spent all day getting her new clothes. She said it was a fashion show. I remember when I last saw her. It was my turn to read her story. I read her Robert Munch, The Mud Puddle. It's her favorite. I gave her a kiss. Her hair tickled my nose. I said goodnight, but she was asleep already, so I didn't say I love you. I didn't think it was important. I haven't seen her in a month. I don't know if she's okay, if she misses me, or what. The psychologist says I don't have a daughter. I had to say she wasn't real to get out of the hospital. I don't know what happened. Maybe I got switched with this other me. If he is in my reality, I hope to God he treats him right. Or maybe I just disappeared and they don't know what happened to me. Maybe I'm still there, perfectly normal. And I'm the doppelganger who got the short end of the stick. I don't know. I do know one thing. I can't stay here. I can't live like this. This isn't my life. I remember my daughter. I don't care what they say, she's real. I'm going to go for a drive after I post this. I never told her that I love her. I've got to go back and tell her that. I'm going to get back to her one way or another. She needs to know how much I love her.